This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report. I'm Susanna Streeter. Well, let's take a quick look at the US markets now. And shares in Yahoo ended down more than 3% today. Chris Lowe from FTN Financial told me more.
My sense is that Yahoo customers are angry, partly because the breach took place such a long time ago, and it took them almost 2 years to discover and disclose. But the sense seems to be that these things happen, and that while it obviously hurts Yahoo's credibility to some extent, it's not necessarily negligence. Everyone's been hacked, of course, including the U.S. government.
And just finally, looking at the wider market, what interested you about the way the market moved today?
We had a really good week today. We gave some of that back, that the biggest losers were the oil sector, where, shock of shocks, there's fear that OPEC may not reach a production deal after all. If that's true, it would only be the fourth time they've tried and failed this year. Somewhat surprised that analysts keep being optimistic. But beyond that, there is still a sense of at least some joy that the Federal Reserve did not raise rates, that they actually guided long-term interest rates a little bit lower. And that's, I think, going to be remembered anyway as the sort of guiding element this week. And some profit-taking today, not bad after a big run on Wednesday and Thursday.